This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Need a gift idea for the outdoor adventure in your life? Shop the Allbirds Mizzle Collection, made with water-repellent puddle guard technology and ZQ-certified merino wool with a low environmental impact. It's a natural fit for winter runs. And Allbirds offsets the carbon footprint to make their Mizzle Collection carbon neutral, so you can take comfort in treading lighter. Get on their nice list this year with the Allbirds Mizzle Collection. Discover your perfect pair at allbirds.com. That's allbirds.com.
Spurs need just 1 point against Norwich City on Sunday to secure Champions League football for next season. Reports are stating that Spurs have made contact with Ivan Perisic of Inter Milan about signing him in the summer. Interest in Aston Villa star John McGinn. Reports are stating that Spurs are ready to sign Southampton goalkeeper Fraser Forster as early as next week. And reports are also stating that Antonio Conte wants six new signings in at the club before the tour to South Korea in July. Welcome back to the channel. Hope you're all keeping well. This is another edition of Tottenham News, where I'll be going through all of the latest Spurs news, all of the rumours and all of the reports. I'm so sorry for the lack of uploads, particularly on the Tottenham News front this week, but it has been the perfect week for Spurs. Of course, beating Arsenal 3-0 at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, followed by a 1-0 win against Burnley. And in the last few days, I actually played at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, so I am still on cloud nine. But it is the final day of the season tomorrow on Sunday. Let's hope that Tottenham can secure Champions League football. So, it is the final day of the season tomorrow in the Premier League. Tottenham Hotspur are currently in fourth spot. We only need a draw at Norwich at Carrow Road Sunday afternoon to secure Champions League football for next season. Now, all 20 teams will kick off at 4 p.m. UK time tomorrow. The fixtures are as follows. Arsenal will play Everton, Brentford will play Leeds, Brighton will play West Ham, Burnley host Newcastle United, whilst Chelsea play Watford. Crystal Palace will play Manchester United at Selhurst Park. Leicester will play Southampton. Liverpool against Wolves. Manchester City will play Aston Villa. And then, of course, it is our game, Norwich City v Tottenham. So, as I said, we are fourth in the Premier League table right now. We have played 37, we have won 21, we have drawn 5 and lost 11. We have a goal difference of plus 24, we have 68 points. The match officials have now been confirmed for the Norwich City v Tottenham Hotspur game in the Premier League on Sunday afternoon. The referee will be Chris Kavanagh. His assistants will be Harry Leonard and Nick Hopton. The fourth official will be Dean Whitestone, VAR Andy Madley, and his assistant will be Wade Smith. A report has just been published by The Athletic, and they are stating that Tottenham are looking to sign Southampton goalkeeper Fraser Forster as Hugo Lloris' backup. Spurs have made the England international Fraser Forster their preferred candidate to be the Hugo Lloris' backup for next season. In this report, it says that Forster's contract at St Mary's expires at the end of this season. Spurs have now made him a target as they look to rebuild their squad in the summer and will seek to agree a deal to bring him to North London next week once the Premier League season is over. It then states that current backup Pierluigi Golini is set to leave when his loan from Atalanta finishes, and Spurs want to replace the Italian with a homegrown option. Forster is expected to miss the club's final game against Leicester and is believed to have already said goodbye to his teammates on Thursday. Forster has played 134 Premier League games for Southampton since moving to the club from Celtic in 2014. The England international has also won 6 caps for his country. He has been first choice for most of the second half of the season as Alex McCarthy suffered a hamstring injury in December. Now, my thoughts on this possible move for Fraser Forster. Of course, we have been heavily linked with Sam Johnston in the last couple of months, you know, all season, actually. It would be a surprise if Fraser Forster does come to Spurs, but I think it would be a very good signing. Is he better than Pierluigi Gollini? 100%. He has got some superb Premier League experience, which I absolutely love. I think that when goalkeepers are called upon, it is very important that they have Premier League experience and know the players that they are up against. Of course, England international as well. And I think he's a good, solid goalkeeper. Now, in the last couple of days, Spurs have been heavily linked to Inter Milan star Ivan Perisic. Lots of media reports out in the last couple of days as well. Inter Milan manager Inzaghi, talking about this situation, said, "I want him to stay here. There will be a new meeting with his agents and I hope an agreement will be reached soon." Now, Italian journalist and transfer expert Fabrizio Romano has said the following: meeting will take place next week. Ivan Perisic has been approached by three clubs, including Tottenham Hotspur, but no decision as yet. Now, my thoughts on this, I'll tell you what, if Spurs finish, which I hope they do and I believe they will, in the top four and we're playing Champions League football, then we need Champions League quality players next season. And I believe that Ivan Perisic would certainly be a real statement signing for Spurs. If Tottenham Hotspur are going after these types of players, then I'm excited. I'm expecting a big, big summer. You know, Fabio Paratici and Antonio Conte. If... I really want to say when we finish in the top four on Sunday, you know, this guy has been an absolute magician, you know, turning this squad into a top four squad, you know, finishing in a Champions League spot. He said earlier on in the season he's not a magician. I completely disagree with that. Antonio Conte has really worked his magic. And now it would be great to see him and Fabio Paratici working their magic in the summer and signing some real quality players. A report has just been published by the Daily Telegraph and they are stating that Antonio Conte is targeting Aston Villa star John McGinn as one of six new Tottenham signings in the summer. It states that Aston Villa midfielder John McGinn is on Tottenham's list of potential summer targets to bolster Antonio Conte's squad for European football next season. Now, a number of reports have been published by the Times newspaper in the last couple of days. They are stating that Antonio Conte wants to sell Sergio Reguilon, Emerson Royale, Giovanni Lo Celso, Tanguy Ndombele and Steven Bergwijn. They're also stating that Antonio Conte wants to transform this Tottenham Hotspur squad this summer and he wants at least six new signings before Tottenham's tour to South Korea in July. The Times newspaper are also reporting that Antonio Conte will receive a bonus of around £2.5 million if Tottenham qualify for next season's Champions League. And of course, all we need is 1 point away at Carrow Road against Norwich City. Now, my thoughts on those reports there, I have no doubt that Antonio Conte will be receiving a bonus of some kind and the players because, you know, who would have thought, and Conte said this himself, who would have thought when he came in November, he could transform this squad to be playing in the Champions League next season. As I've said, he's a magician. He's done, you know, wonderful work at the club. No surprise at all with the players that have been reported that Antonio Conte wants out the door. I'm not at all surprised. I'm expecting a big summer, not only with new players coming in, but a lot of players leaving as well. And Tanguy Ndombele, Giovanni Lo Celso, you know, we've not missed these players whatsoever. Clearly they have to go, you know, paid £100 million for both of them. So let's try and recoup as much money as we possibly can. And also my thoughts on Antonio Conte apparently wanting six signings before the tour to South Korea. I tell you what, I do not want this transfer window to drag on for us Spurs fans and the club in particular because Antonio Conte is the first ever time this season that he has ever managed a club mid-season. You know, pre-season to him is so important. He wants to, you know, instill all of his beliefs. He wants to tell every single player what he expects of them. He likes to work with them in a particular way, you know, all during pre-season. Pre-season to him is so important. If you think that we have achieved fourth spot when he's come in mid-season, imagine what we can do with him being at the club pre-season. And that is working with new players as well. You know, there's no point bringing in new players right at the end of the transfer window when, of course, the season already started. You know, we need them now. Antonio Conte needs to work with them, you know, as soon as possible. Pre-season in South Korea should be absolutely amazing. You know, let's get these signings in early. Let's not wait until the last minute. Now, I just want to leave you with a quote from our world-class manager, Antonio Conte. He said, "I've been impressed with the improvement of every single player in many aspects, not only technical but tactical, but also the mentality. I was lucky to find this group of players." And lastly, if you're watching this on YouTube, please do hit that like button and hit that subscribe button if you don't subscribe to the channel as yet. If you're listening to this on an audio platform, do hit that follow button and leave a review if you can. Look out for the live Spurs chat, 8:30 p.m. UK time. I've got three very special guests on with me on Sunday evening to discuss the game at Norwich. Rob Daly, the official Tottenham Hotspur commentator at the club. And then I've got actors Darren Hart and Ricky Norwood with me. It should be a good one. Anyway, enjoy your weekend. And come on, you Spurs.
Hi, I'm Bill from Football Prizes. I'm just here to tell you about the weekly prizes that we run on the site. Prizes such as our signed memorabilia, match day tickets, trips abroad, and more. Just go to our website, www.footballprizes.co.uk.
Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy. How does it work? You pick 2 to 6 players, and if they score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win up to 25 times your money on any entry. Didn't get your picks in before the game started? No problem. You can get in the game for the second half. Sign up today using promo code FOOTBALL and get your first deposit instantly matched up to $100. Go to prizepicks.com or download the mobile app and enter code FOOTBALL to get your deposit match. Some restrictions do apply. See the website for details.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See McDonald's.com.